exactly what are the problems there. But I'm just not sure if all of us are genuine. I would sometimes even say something that is not supposed to be said. And I'll say, you know, maybe some of the people that, some of us that are trying to resolve problems there, we have not experienced death by one of our children during initiation. I'm sure if we'd experience it, our attitude would be different. That's what I would say sometimes. It's something that does not fit well with other people, but the attitude, the way we are treating this issue of death, I don't think that, you know, we feel the same about it. That's how I would sometimes feel that, you know, I am so touched and so emotional when I'm in the Eastern Cape, experiencing what is happening in the Eastern Cape. But I would not sense the same frustration from leaders and people and parents in the Eastern Cape. I would not experience the same hurt that I would have when I'm there trying to assist with the problems. To a point where some stage I took a decision that maybe, you know, I get so traumatized and frustrated when I'm there that maybe I need to step back. Or there will be a feeling sometimes from traditional leaders that, no, you are over, you are over reaching in the Eastern Cape. You know, that's what I would hear from other colleagues. You know, so that's why I'm stressing, Chair, on this issue, that if it is possible, because Eastern Cape always has conferences and meetings to prepare for initiation, that if members of the committee, some members of the portfolio committee, would be in those meetings and get to understand what is happening in the Eastern Cape, it's completely different from what happens in other provinces. In relation to stats, I think our officials would make sure that you get the figures, all the figures, in terms of the number of initiates that have gone. I'm sure Bob Kanjela has that information. Whenever we prepare for initiation, we then look at the problems that we had experienced in the previous initiations. And yes, it is true that as much as we are working with the NPAs and the police, when you go to the ground, they are not as active as they should be. And you'd always be told that our legislation that we had, we're not empowering the police to be able to take action or to be able to deal with these issues. So that's why I said I was excited that this legislation has been passed. And I believe that it gives the police a clear mandate of how to deal with the issue of initiations. And I would request that maybe the Department of Traditional Affairs as well should take the responsibility of initiation very seriously. Because that's why I am saying I've been stressing that the office that has to deal with initiation. I would make an example. We once had an official that was supposed to deal with the issues of initiation. It was part-time. We even set up a toll-free number that whenever there are problems, people should call that number. But there was no one that was manning the toll-free number. It was a useless number that GTA had, you know, that is supposed to be dealing with initiation. And I believe that we ought to take this issue very seriously, Chair. We ought to take this issue very seriously as the department. And I would request that maybe the pressure that you are exerting, you need to exert more pressure on the department. I know that maybe they are frustrated because they don't have the budget. I mean, we've been requesting a budget from the president and anybody that would want to listen to us. But can we increase the budget of the house so that it is able to do its work, even around initiation? But that matter is not taken as serious as it should be. You know, so there is many problems around this issue of initiation that needs all of us to work together. I mean, it also needs municipalities as well to to a closer with us. Because in other instances, you find that even access roads to where initiation schools are, they are not there, you know, and there is no water. And in other areas, we find that municipalities are making sure that there's access roads. Because if there is supposed to be medical assistance, then there has to be an access road. So other initiation schools are not accessible to the medical fraternity. You know, so if we could deal with that, I think it will help us. Lastly, on the issue of participation of women, I think, Chair, it's a very tricky situation. And we have male and female initiation. And there is no male that goes into a female initiation. And we have not experienced problems with that. And we are not saying it should not be a female or a male that can go and that cannot go. Anybody that has not gone to initiation, that's how I would put it. Anybody that has not...
Did you mute yourself, Ndabezi? Inkosi Matlangu, unmute. Inkosi Matlangu, unmute. You are muted. Inkosi Matlangu, unmute. Ndabezi, you are muted. What do I do? He's continuing to talk while muted, colleague.
The DG must call him.
He is muted. We can't hear him.
The DG must call him, Chair.
DG, are you calling the national chairperson? CEO,
yes.
Call your chairperson.
Yes, chairperson, I'm doing that.
He's muted. We can't hear him.
And he's murring. He's talking.
He's talking. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've been talking.
No, you were talking for the past 2 minutes, muted. Past 2 minutes, you were talking, muted. You left.
I've been talking. No, I'm truly sorry, Jay. I was talking around the issue of women, and I'm seeing a lot of people trying to call me. I was talking around the issue of women in terms of participation in initiation, and I was saying that normally we would say anybody that has not gone to initiation is not allowed to go to participate unless you have gone there. So it will affect both men and women because women have not gone to our male initiation and there are men that have not gone to the male initiation. And we say they would not be allowed. Even doctors that would go there are doctors that have gone to initiation. Even the police that go there are police that have gone to initiation. That's how it has been. But I think we are open to be advised and to be guided in terms of the role that has to be played by women in initiation. And we must also be mindful that initiation is in two ways. There's female and male initiation. There is no male that is allowed in a female initiation. And it's given. It's there. It's known in all communities that will have initiation schools. And so it is with males as well. Unfortunately, with males, there are deaths that are there. And that's why maybe the interest in terms of participation of women within initiation. So we are open to discussing that and proposals that could be made in terms of how women would want to participate in initiation. I think, Chair, I would pause there. Thank you.
Yes, I think we need to also end our meeting here. But with the few things that one want to summarize as part of our discussion, I think with the initiation bill, as it has been passed by Parliament, we are going to consider the APPs of the department. The issue of resourcing in implementing the Act once the President accepts it and get promulgated definitely DTA will have to have the resource capacity in Nkosi Mahlangu. We'll look at that at their APP as and when they present it, whether they are addressing these issues. The other issue is with regard to the coordinating of the sector department. As a lead department, you have got that responsibility and you need to make sure this thing cascades down to the district, to the local municipalities. Because you can see some of the problems here are caused by this. You meet nationally, but down on the ground is nothing happening. So this is the other method that you are going to follow up. And then we need to convene the provincial monitoring team of the Northeastern Cape. They need to come here and account to us as to why is this province so high in terms of this initiation debt. Why are those cases? Because now where I'm sitting now, that's the issue that I think the CEO of the house, Baba Stor, you need to tell us when you are only accounting for the 30 who died. They died out of how many who were admitted to those schools? How many were illegal? And then also this other issue to say, how many cases were referred to the police and the NPA? So that if we are getting that information, even when we call the province, we are going to also call all the other relevant stakeholders, being the NPA, the South African police, and also the Department of Health, because you can see most of the things are happening because the Department of Health is not playing its part. It's not playing its part, but then that's the other issue that we need to deal with, because we were told there is a readiness plan, a risk mitigation strategy, and it was happening for the first time. From where I'm seated, except for this incident of the three initiates that were shot, which we still need to get a detailed report. What happened? We just put initiates in places where it's not even secure. Those are some of the issues that one wants to get into the integrity, because if we don't do that, colleagues, if we don't do that, deputy chairperson and chairperson, we just become a talk show. And I'm glad that this law now has been passed by Parliament. I was going to make sure that the law is enforced and we are going to do oversight, because each and every life matters. Some of us, we are women, as Honorable Mkalipi has said. I mean, for me to then carry a child for 9 months, and then when this kid gets to initiation school and this kid doesn't come back, because I don't even see what mechanism are there as us. What is the role of the social development department? Because the role of social workers in cases like this, because I don't think that's the expectation of every child, that I need to take my child to the school only to be told that my child has not come back, couldn't make it. And then I think it's high time people must start to take responsibility for their actions. This is criminal. These are deaths which I believe in Nkosi Mahlangu could have been prevented where I'm sitting. And then it's like these children's lives don't matter. I think we'll be failing on our oversight duty if we don't hold you to account for these matters. So that's the matter that I should think the department, you owe us those figures out of how many initiates, the names of these children that died, the kind of support that was provided to these families, because we don't see it coming here. And then the status of each case, because a death is a death, an inquest docket has to be opened, especially when somebody didn't die of natural causes. That's how I see this thing. What is the status of the inquest dockets of all these 10 kids plus the three? What is the status of the case? Those are the issues that all the relevant role players must be able to come and share with us. I think then on the issue of this other, because what I picked up, we were assured in Nkosi Ndevu, there is a risk mitigation strategy, but you still have this post that And I'm glad that you're telling us it's not post-COVID. It's not COVID-related diseases. But there has been death. And I'm telling you, out of those other initiates that are not disclosed, because we have seen this thing of boys losing their manhood, being amputated. We want that figures, and this is not disclosed. So these are some of the issues that the department, you need to go back, and then DG, CEO, can we get that information? Today it's Wednesday, by end of business next week, Wednesday. That will also assist us to develop a way forward, to know whom to call to come in account. We want all the fuller details. In Kosindevu, these matters, you are having them at their disposal. They must be telling us, out of this 13 deaths, it's from this initiation school. Who was the owner of this school? Is this person accredited? We need those things, because I think it's our job as parliamentarians to do oversight. Because if we don't do that, nobody is going to do it, especially for these lives that are being lost on a regular basis. It can't be a norm that whenever there are initiation school, people are dying. With these all facilities, health facilities, technologies, a kid goes there with the view that when he will come back being a man, but not knowing that this kid is going there, it is a death penalty. It can't be accepted. So, but I should then thank you, the deputy chairperson and the chairperson, including the member of the NEC in Kosindevu, for taking your time to come here and share these things with us. We appreciate all the time whenever we call you. You've never given us excuses. You are coming to account. Like you said, there are issues that you said, there are areas of support that you need from us. Like I'm saying, these are the matters that you are going to carry forward. Also to thank the colleagues for your time. I have noted the apology of Honorable Spies and Honorable Kou, and then at least Honorable Princess Buthelezi is also not well, but was represented by Inkosi, Honorable Kerukulu. We must thank you for taking your time to make sure that this meeting also correct. We want to appreciate you, Honorable Kebekulu. Let me thank you, Honorable Miriam Ramazwa, also for taking your time, because these are matters that are happening in your constituencies. At least you'll assist us to do oversight on this matter. Let me thank the DG from DTA and the team. I see also Dr. Nkashe, you are the, I think I can see here, you are the DDG from DCOG with the other colleagues from DCOG. I can see them, the ones from the ministry. And we want to thank you for taking your time to be with us here. We will still continue to engage. And I hope you, the Deputy Chairperson, the National Chair, you will then join us as and when we discuss the APP of the department to make sure that all your aspirations are then catered for. So the secretary will share with you the date, and then the CEO and the DG will finish us with this further information so that we are able to call those colleagues from the Eastern Cape so that they must come and account for their actions. Life needs to be restored. Life needs to be saved. There's no way that a kid will go to an initiation school and then come back in a body bag. It's at this time and age, we cannot accept that. Thank you so much, colleagues. The meeting gets adjourned.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thank you,
Chair.
Good night.